Schubert melody of Litany, played by cellist Misha Maisky, welcomes you to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, we'll commemorate Veterans Day with Songs of War.
Heard the tale of 48, why his granddaddy joined Uncle Sam, his father's fort, that medieval stuff, and he will fight it now. Hip hip hooray, this is the day when he'll finish up that aged job. That boy has sailed on the ocean, hooray, he is there, he is there, he is there. He's fighting for the right, but when it comes to might, he is there, he is there, he is there. As the Allies beat up all the warlords, he'll be there, he'll be there, and then the world will shout the battle cry of freedom, tenting on a new campground. When it's do or die, and a Yankee boy does his bit that we may live in a world where all may have a say. He's conscious always of his country's aim, which is liberty for all. Hip hip hooray is all he'll say as he marches to the Flanders front. Boy has sailed all the ocean. He is there, he is there, he is there. He's fighting for the right, but when it comes to might, he is there, he is there, he is there. As the Allies beat up all the warlords, he'll be there, he'll be there, and then the world will shout the battle cry of freedom. Tending on a new campground, for it's rally round the flag, boys, and rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Well, two different versions of Charles Ives' reflection on war. First, They Are There, with Michael Tilson Thomas conducting the San Francisco Symphony Chorus and the Symphony Orchestra. Then, in the solo voice version, you heard Christopher Maltman, baritone, with pianist Roger Vignoles. On this Veterans Day edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll also hear more somber war songs. The set of songs by Ned Roram called War Scenes were written to the poetry of Walt Whitman, who of course witnessed the horrors of the Civil War firsthand. We'll hear it first with the magnificent voice of bass baritone Donald Graham and Eugene Eastman, piano.
What scene is this? Is this indeed humanity? These butchers' shambles, there they lie in an open space in the woods, 300 poor fellows. The groans and screams mixed with the fresh scent of the night, that's slaughterhouse. Their mothers cannot see them. Some have their legs blown off, some bullets through the breast, some indescribably horrid wounds in the face or head. All mutilated, sickening, torn, gouged out. Some mere boys, they take their turns with the rest. Such is the camp of the wounded, while over all the clear large moon comes out at times softly amid the crack and crash and yelling song. obscure up there, those buoyant upper oceans, a few large placid stars beyond, coming languidly out, then disappearing. The melancholy draperied night around, and there upon the roads and in those woods, that contest never won more desperate in any age or land. What history can ever give, for who can know the mad determined tussle of the armies? Who knows the many conflicts in flashing moonbeamed woods, the writhing squads, the cries, the din, the distant cannon, the cheers and calls and threats, and all the music of the heroes, the indescribable mix, the officer's orders, the devil's fully roused in human hearts, the strong shout, charge men, charge.
Atlanta, a
rebel soldier of large size, evidently a young man, was mortally wounded top of head, so that the brains partially exuded. He lived 3 days lying on his back on the spot where he first dropped. He dug with his heel in the ground. During that time, a hole big enough to put in a couple of ordinary knapsacks. He just lay there in the open air, and with little intermission kept his heel going night and day. Some of our soldiers then moved him to a house, but he died in a few minutes. Was in the rank and file of the armies, both sides, and even the dead on the field. The points illustrating the latent character of the American young were of more significance than the political interests involved. Future years will never know the seething hell of countless minor scenes. The real war will never get in the books, perhaps must not and should not. Think much and of importance will be, has already been buried in the grave.
That was bass baritone Donald Graham with Eugene Eastman piano in the five songs that make up Roram's War Scene. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, as is my wont. We'll now hear that same cycle of songs, but in a different interpretation. This one with the composer himself at the piano. The baritone is Kurt Ullman.
What scene is this? Is this indeed humanity? These butchers' shambles, there they lie in an open space in the woods, 300 poor fellows. The groans and screams mixed with the fresh scent of the night, that slaughterhouse. Cannot see them. Some have their legs blown off, some bullets through the breast, some indescribably horrid wounds in the face or head. All mutilated, sickening, torn, gouged out. Some mere boys. They take their turns with the rest. Such is the camp of the wounded, while over all the clear large moon comes out at times softly amid the crack and crash and yelling sounds. The clear obscure up there, those buoyant upper oceans, a few large placid stars beyond, coming languidly out, then disappearing, the melancholy draperied night around, and there upon the and in those woods, that contest, never one more desperate in any age or land. What history can ever give, for who can know? The mad, determined tussle of the armies, who knows the many conflicts in flashing moonbeamed woods, the writhing squads, the cries, the din, the distant cannon, the cheers and calls and threats, and the music of the oaths, the indescribable mix, the officer's orders, the devils fully roused in human hearts, the strong shout.
Oh.
Soldier of large size, evidently a young man, was mortally wounded top of head, so that the brains partially exuded. He lived 3 days lying on his back on the spot where he first dropped. He dug with his heel in the ground during that time, a hole big enough to put in a couple of ordinary knapsacks. He just lay there in the open air, and with little intermission kept his heel going night and day. Some of our soldiers then moved him to a house, but he died in a few minutes. Passing away, untended there.
even the dead on the field. The points illustrating the latent character of the American young were of more significance than the political interests involved. The seething hell of countless minor seas. The real war will never get in the books. Perhaps must not and should not be.
The grim side of war as depicted in the words of Walt Whitman and the music of Ned Roram. The baritone was Kurt Oldman and the pianist Ned Roram himself. This is Singing in Other Sins. Let's now hear an instrumental piece that seems appropriate for Veterans Day. This is from the Symphony No. 4 by Ives. Thank you. That was the third movement from the Symphony No. 4 by Charles Ives. Michael Tilson Thomas conducted the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. The focus of Singing in Other Sins is art songs, so in keeping with the theme of war songs, let's hear The Lads in Their Hundreds by Butterworth.
The lads in their hundreds to Ludlow come in for the fair. There's men from the barn and the forge and the mill and the fold. The lads for the girls and the lads for the liquor are there. And there with the rest are the lads that will never be old. There's chaps from the town and the field and the till and the cart, and many to counter the stalwart and many the brave, and many the handsome of face and the handsome of heart, and few that will carry their load so their truth to the grave. I wish one could know them, I wish there were tokens to tell the fortunate fellows that now you can never discern. And then one could talk with them friendly and wish them farewell and watch them depart on the way that they will not return. But now you may stare as you like, and there's nothing to scan, and brushing your elbow unguessed at and not to be told, they carry back bright to the coiner the mintage of man, the lads that will die in their glory and never be old.
The lads in their hundreds to Ludlow come in for the fair. There's men from the barn and the forge and the mill and the fold. The lads for the girls and the lads for the liquor are there. And there with the rest are the lads that will never be old. There's chaps from the town and the field and the till and the cart, and many to count are the stalwart and many the brave, and many the handsome of face and the handsome of heart, and few that will carry their looks or their truth to the grave. I wish one could know them, I wish there were tokens to tell the fortunate fellows that now you can never discern. And then one could talk with them friendly and wish them farewell and watch them depart on the way that they will not return. But now you may stare as you like, and there's nothing to scan, and brushing your elbow and guessed at and not to be told, they carry back bright to the coiner the mintage of man, the lads that will die in their glory and never be old.
George Butterworth set the song called The Lads in Their Hundreds. Just now we heard Christopher Maltman baritone with pianist Roger Vignoles. The first singer was Roderick Williams with Ian Burnside piano. Songs of War in commemoration of Veterans Day on this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Staying with English composer, let's hear Sommervelde's On the Idle Hill of Summer.
On the idle hill of summer, sleepy with the flow of streams, far I hear the steady drummer drumming like a noise in dreams. Far and near and low and louder, on the roads of earth go by, dear to friends and food for powder, soldiers marching. Comrades slain, lovely lads and dead and rotten, none that go return again. For the calling bugles hollow, screaming fife replies, gay the files of scarlet follow. Woman, bore me, I will arise.
Thank you.
At the top of that set, we heard Christopher Maltman with Graham Johnson piano in Arthur Somerville's On the Idle Hill of Summer. That same song was sung a second time by Maltman, but in a different recording, with pianist Roger Vignoles. Did you notice the slight difference in interpretation that the pianist brought? Many of these English songs were inspired by World War I. Ivor Gurney was a composer who actually fought in that war and came back so mentally injured that though he lived until 1937, he was never able to regain a normal life. Listen to his In Flanders Field.
Giant clouds go. make a huge imprisoning hole. I hear a heart that sound and high. I hear the heart within me cry. I'm homesick for my hills again, my hills again. Cotswold or Malvern, sun or rain.
In Flanders by Ivor Gurney. The first singer was tenor Paul Agnew with Julius Drake piano. Then we heard Stephen Varco sing the same Gurney song with Clifford Benson. You've been listening to Singing in Other Sins and a Veterans Day special. Next week, the first of two programs celebrating Benjamin Britten's birthday. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.